Politicians in Northern Ireland this week began a review of the Good Friday Peace Agreement. That's the deal reached nearly 6 years ago, which ended decades of violent conflict between Catholics and Protestants. President Clinton had high hopes for the accord when it was announced in April 1998.
The agreement that has emerged from the Northern Ireland peace talks opens the way for the people there to build a society based on enduring peace, justice, and equality.
But problems remain. Northern Ireland's power-sharing assembly, the nearest thing to a parliament, was suspended more than a year ago after Catholics and Protestants could not agree on the disarming of paramilitary groups. The man President Clinton sent to broker the Good Friday Agreement was former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. I spoke earlier with Mitchell, and he told me about some of the sticking points that remain.
The one that attracts the most attention and which will attract much of the discussion during this review is the refusal of some unionist parties to participate in government with one of the nationalist parties, Sinn Féin, because of its association with the IRA and what the unionists regard as the IRA's continuing refusal to fully disarm and to disband. Perhaps nothing better dramatizes the differences in perspective by the two communities than their attitudes toward Northern Ireland police force. Most unionists would describe them as heroes who are protecting law-abiding citizens against violent acts from terrorists. Most nationals would describe them as partners in oppression by a state which discriminated against Catholics for most of the previous three quarters of a century.
In fact, this week, Ian Paisley, the head of the Democratic Unionist Party, said, "Today was a farce of everybody making their statements. It was only to please the governments to say they got everybody in one room." That doesn't seem very hopeful for continuing talks.
That is true. Of course, Dr. Paisley made almost exactly the same statement when the negotiations began, so there's nothing new about the government's convening talks, and there's nothing new about Dr. Paisley denouncing the talks. That's pretty much a ritual that's gone on for a very long time in Northern Ireland.
Now, Northern Ireland today looks a lot different now than it did before this agreement was brokered. It's a lot less violent. So I wonder if it really matters in the final analysis if this agreement is fully implemented, because we do have, by and large, a peaceful situation in Northern Ireland today.
It does look different, and I commend you for focusing at least in part on the positive. Indeed, there has been very substantial progress. When I first went there nearly 10 years ago, it was a very different place than it is now. Secondly, the economy is doing much better. It's a vibrant, positive place. The reason why they have to continue to persist is that the potential for a reversion of conflict is always there.
Now, when you sat down to broker this agreement in 1996, you were sitting at the table with people who had participated in some violent acts. What was it like actually putting together this group of people and actually sitting down and talking to them face to face?
Well, it was very different from being majority leader of the United States Senate, I'll tell you that. In the Senate, there are a lot of words thrown around, but no bullets or bombs. It was very difficult. Most of these men and women didn't know each other, hadn't had any prior direct contact except across, I guess, the barriers that divided them. And there was a high level of hostility and antagonism. But over time, it changed. It took 2 years. At the time, it was extremely discouraging to me to have to spend so much time there. But in retrospect, it probably was necessary and helpful to get them to the point where they could first even sit down with someone from the other side. Secondly, begin to actually listen to the other side. And third, try to understand and, at least to some degree, accommodate the concerns of the other side.
Senator Mitchell, looking forward, as you've said, we're dealing with decades and decades of entrenched disagreements and positions on one side and the other, hardened, very hardened positions, and you've dealt with hardliners on both sides. Given that there are still hardliners on both sides at the table today, what do you think the prospects are for the agreement to be solidified and for there to be lasting peace in Northern Ireland?
I think the prospects are generally good over a long period of time, but a significant and, I believe, ultimately the most powerful factor in bringing about agreement was the exhaustion of the people of Northern Ireland with war. They were sick of war, and so there is no disposition to return to conflict.
Former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, he chaired the peace talks that led to the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.